This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Mary P. Exet, M-A-R-Y, middle initial P, A-C-H-C-E-T, date of birth 12-03-1947. Date of appointment November 12, 2024. Requesting physician Nicole Santiago. NICHOLE SANTIAGO FNP. Dear Nicole Santiago, I have the pleasure of seeing Mary Exet today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who have anxiety. Memory problem. She lives alone. 2 days she take care of her grandchildren. She does not cook anymore. She just warm the food in the microwave. She is still driving. She pays her bill. She does not have any pets. She clean her home and mow the lawn. She is having struggling with the short-term memory. She is feeling lonely. She is not sleeping well. She is pacing. New learning is difficult. For the last 13 years, she is taking care of grandchildren. One day she called the daughter that she lost her way. Past medical history. Essential hypertension, carotid stenosis, mixed hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, type 2 diabetes mellitus, generalized anxiety disorder, obesity, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, allergy to adhesive tapes, her medication losartan, atorvastatin, calcium, azithromycin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She is divorced. Lives alone. She has 2 children. 1 son died of heart attack. Family history. Mother deceased. She was having anxiety. Father deceased. He was alcoholic. 4 sisters. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having memory loss, anxiety, joint pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 160/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft valves on present, hexapulse, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and she scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrunk. Normal hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, mild Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, anxiety. Number 3, depression. Number 4, decreased hearing on both sides. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start the Zoloft 25 mg 1 PO daily. If necessary, I will increase the dose. If necessary, I will start the separate medication for her dementia. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Blood test already ordered by the primary care doctor. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.